What is up, American Horror Story fans? We are talking season 6, My Roanoke Nightmare, a true American Horror Story. Episode 2, Chapter 2. We're going to break down the episode, tell you all the things we like the best. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Where the lights. Do your laugh.
Welcome, American Horror Story fans, to the American Horror Story After Show. I am your host, Elena Jordan, and today I am joined by my full panel, and I'm super excited. Ooh. Kelly McInerney is in the house.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Holly Weirdo.
And you can find me on Instagram at Michelle_MadisonTV.
And I am Zach Kelch, and you can find me at that name on all social media platforms.
I love it. I'm super excited that we have the full house here today.
Yeah.
Especially because this is such an awesome episode.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. Guys, I know I said it last week, and I don't want to say it too early.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to jinx it.
I don't want to jinx it. I'm like, please don't let anything go awry. But so far, this is starting to be, I think, maybe it's my favorite season.
You know, we're getting a nice structure so far, which mm-hmm. I think everyone who's been with this season from the first one can appreciate, because we've had some wonky moments in the past.
Yeah. So. And the first episode actually kind of, but this is an episode.
Yes. Yeah. The first episode was a little bit, it was like, okay, we're warming up, let's mm-hmm. see.
They have to plant the seeds, though, yeah. You know? It was just the seed planting episode.
Uh-huh. Well, this seed has blossomed.
Yeah, we got some roots of terror.
We got some roots of terror.
Yeah.
That's next season.
Hashtag roots of terror.
Roots of terror.
Killer plants.
It's just a tree.
That's a happening, right? It's a happening. Uh-huh.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
We've been talking about all of the different horror movies and things that have influenced. So far, the happening hasn't really happened yet.
Well, mm-hmm. well maybe the... Okay, I don't want to spoil it yet. I won't say it.
Oh, I know.
Oh, the very
nah,
last.
See,
know.
We're in cahoots. Mm-hmm, we're in cahoots. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I feel very left out. I mean, yeah. I don't feel like
we'll
I'm
going to You'll get there. It's in All your right. notes. It's in your All notes. Right.
So let's just dive right into this mm-hmm. episode. Yeah. Kicking it off right off the bat. Kathy Bates.
She's here.
Ooh, Queen B. Yeah. Watch out, Beyonce.
I know, right? Mm. I was like, woohoo. I love, too, that she just kicks off the episode with... I am the queen of every hive. And you're like, okay, so that's an introduction.
And she's pig roasting a man in a pig head. Right? Cleansing in front of him. Cleansing him.
While he's alive.
Yeah.
Well, since you guys are like, you know, our historians here, they got notes and everything. We're like, no list.
No, we're just
What was that accent? Is that accent like English? I didn't know.
Okay, so
Roanoke-y?
This is the thing that, okay.
Probably.
I'm going to
colonial.
Yeah, talking about historian. You know that I love to throw in all this history and my mm-hmm. different, what mm-hmm. I think it might be. So, again, talking about the different things that have influenced it, American Horror Story this season. This felt very Wicker Man to mm-hmm. me. Like, with the whole stick people, the whole thing, everything about it seemed very Wicker Man, which was based off of this like neo-pagan tribe that worshipped this colonial settler who was an English woman who they went to America to escape religious persecution, accidentally settled next to Salem. Mm-hmm. We're like, whoops, we were trying to escape religious persecution, landed in the wrong place.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So they up and left, she got kind of like left on this island and then became worshipped. So I'm wondering if this is based off of that mm-hmm. and like the Ellen Bernstein queen, if that's who she's supposed to be. Because the whole thing, mm-hmm. which if you saw the Nicolas Cage one, mm-hmm. like the infamous,
like that's
like,
the only one I've seen.
The bees, like the like famous horrible scene.
Oh, Nick.
They made their own honey, and the first thing she says is, I'm the queen of every hive. Mm-hmm. So I'm like,
You picked up on it.
Oh,
bees.
Bees. There you
and
go.
Now you're watching it on AfterBuzz.
Yeah. Your history teacher is not as fab as ours.
Synchronicity.
Quit school. Just listen to podcasts. There you go. Don't quit school. Don't listen to anything I say.
No, stay. Do that.
So I'm thinking that's what it is. And so that's why I think very circuitous way of saying that I think it was an English accent.
Okay.
But you know, but that was kind of she started off the episode and we kind of got a little closure, more insight into her and that world. And Sarah Paulson gets totally freaked out and is able to escape. And Lee finds her. But then that's kind of all we get of the Colonials the rest of the episode. Yeah. That was it. For
and that's all we get of Lady Gaga.
Yeah. You were the only one.
I didn't even know Gaga was in the midst.
How did you know that was Lady Gaga? And how did you know, Elena?
Because somebody else told me.
I didn't even recognize her at all.
It's not a spoiler.
I wanted to know who she was. And all I know is that she's like Bates, like right-hand lady.
She's
like
amongst she's the second.
She has like the half deer head thing on. She doesn't say anything. She's just like moving around.
I want to know what's monster. Up with them and these animal things. Like,
true.
Especially the opposite of the Countess. The is like right. this like perfume ad to crawling in the dirt.
Yeah, no.
It'll be interesting to see Lady Gaga. All about the Dirty Gaga. In a
Dirty Gaga?
Dirty Gaga.
You like your Gaga dirty? Mm-hmm. How dirty, baby?
Christina dirty. Two R's.
I'm so bad. But speaking of that scene, and Elena, hopefully I'm not skipping ahead, but that seems to be the turning point for, why can't I think of her character right
Shelby?
Now? Yes, but I didn't understand it because here she's running away. She hates this house. We have this scene where she finds them basically killing this human being dressed as a pig. And all of a sudden, she wants to stay in the house. I don't feel like I didn't get a connection of why she wanted to stay.
Well,
she's like, I gotta fight these guys. You know, they're trying to scare me.
Yeah, I think for her, because now everything up to then had been scares that they kind of maybe saw or didn't see. No, nothing had been confirmed for her. She finally witnessed what seemed, I guess, her finally seeing something of substance to her actually clicked as this must be a play or a spook or a hoax.
She became ride or die.
And so she, you know, she, strapped on the leather jacket.
Listening to the one on the leather jacket. The leather jacket.
We didn't get the memo.
Yeah. I'm like, leather jacket, explain to me. Because fight or flight. I'm like, let's book it. Oh, I would have been gone
weeks ago. Day one. When the teeth started raining, I'm out.
Yeah. I don't understand why it takes so long for people to be like, you know, let's just stay in this super stabby house. I know it's really stabby. Abby, but I hear the school's
even
good.
If you can't even if you can't sell it, stay in a hotel, you know, and wait to sell
make
it.
Make it a horror house, like a horror scene.
Yeah,
place.
Save it for the Halloween.
When can I talk today?
Gonna start working at Denny's, get my money back. Get some food in my belly that
Uber
makes
drivers.
Me a little
I'm sorry, the second I see somebody, which I know this is skipping ahead, but the second that I see somebody who's like, I'm the previous owner of your house, I live in the cellar because I'm terrified of it. I'm like, I want to live there.
Yeah, no, we're leaving.
I have a car that drives. See, drive it before the ghosts make it not work anymore because I've seen horror movies and I know how this works.
So, I don't know in order-wise, but so we move on from the Colonials and we get the next aspect of the fear and that's...
The next thing we see is actually even creepier, and I knew Ryan Murphy was going to do it because he said he was going to incorporate creepy children.
Oh.
Yeah. And so he goes full Shining on us in the first episode. Now, poor Flora.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she made a friend, though. She's happy about it.
Priscilla.
You know what? You know, I had an invisible friend, but my invisible friend growing up, again, significantly less stabby.
Yes.
If in my first sit-down I was told I would be saved for last in the mass murdering of my family. So.
Yeah. And we're going to switch bonnets for dolls so I could be the last person killed.
Very chill about it, though. Which is... That's why kids, I don't like them.
Yeah, kids are way too chill about, like, like, why are you accepting this so, like, readily? You just started living, child. Stop with this.
But apparently kids are supposed to be an important part of this part of the story. Because Shelby's character lost a kid, now Flora, and now Priscilla. But I've been reading that kids are going to be an important part.
And I mean, and it seems like... I mean, if you just kind of take what Flora says for face value, I mean, Priscilla basically, it didn't come off as threatening. It came off as kind of just face value.
Like a warning.
It was
just like
it was warning. And so, I mean, it seems like Priscilla, this figure that we don't really know yet, must be the kid involved in what we can assume is Kathy Bates' little colonial murdery cult, and Priscilla obviously isn't happy about it because she said she's tired of all the blood. So I'm hoping that this turns into more of a bonding between the two of them than a threatening kind of a thing.
I feel like that's what it is, but it was just weird when she was saying, I'm gonna trade my doll for a bonnet so I can match my new friend Priscilla. And you're like, oh, well, that's cute.
That's yeah. adorable.
Well, now you just interrupted Priscilla. I was going to trade Maddie so she won't die. Kill me. Because she's going to kill us last. All. Yeah. And I was like, well,
that's what
wait a minute. What if you traded the doll and then you have a bonnet? Like, good...
No, the first time it was
bonnet
if you help them stop if you help them mm-hmm. she'll give me a bonnet, and then it was I'll trade the doll so they don't kill us. So I don't know if it's like a bonding man. Thing. If like know. Just a doll will stop the deaths.
And Priscilla mm-hmm. did give the bonnet. Like mm-hmm. Priscilla was like, "Hey, my end of the deal is done.
Yeah, yeah. I want
here's
my doll.
Your flowers.
If I just gotta keep an American Girl doll on me at all times to like." Ward off any future murders, then I will do
that. But
that
was the thing where she was saying that she'd give the doll to Priscilla so Priscilla wouldn't murder them. But yeah. I'm like, but if Priscilla's not the one, maybe she's just part of the mob
but
mentality
maybe it was,
and doesn't want to be.
But maybe it was just like Flora as a kid being like, oh, I can give her my doll and she won't do this thing that I don't really understand. Like,
maybe.
It just is really
I think
innocent.
Maybe she was like part of like the colonial mob and they maybe try to kill off this tribe and then we're all murdered. Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe Kathy Bates also just wants an American girl doll.
True.
You know? That'll stop everything.
Well, mm-hmm. this was really one giant commercial for American Girl dolls. Oh. It was a very elaborate product placement.
Great PR.
Yeah.
Yeah.
also, of course, we have to throw in the kid who likes to play hide-and-go-seek. I mean, come on.
that's a frightening hide-and-go-seek.
I'm sorry. Why is Lee's first response, oh, she's acting out. I feel so bad that, you know, my divorce caused this. Like, you have been in this house.
You brought her to this place.
What has happened. Once. Yes. Why did you, like, she wasn't acting out when she wasn't in your murdery house.
And not once did she bring her to the house.
Then she brings her back.
Again.
She steals her.
At this point, you're the one. You're the one
that
that's crazy.
That is too much. Yeah. That's too much. Yeah. They, at this point, you know, it's, they're tired of all the blood, mm-hmm. whatever. We just have, there's weird...
But
so far, there's weirdness, but we don't really know what's happening. We hear some pigs. We keep hearing the pigs. Mm-hmm. Shelby, over it. She's making a stand. She's going to the woods. She's going to find it.
You mm-hmm. go, girl.
And instead, she gets lost from Matt. They spend a terrifying few minutes just screaming at each other mm-hmm. until they find this burning pyre with this giant wicker man.
There's
stick
a pig head on top, and then pig loins hanging from the bottom. It's all on
I'm
fire.
I'm not going to eat bacon for a long time.
Oh, really? See,
so I was going to get a bacon
the whole time.
Home,
I thought we were going to get a donut.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
okay. Donut sorry. And bacon. It's breakfast for
oh, we're so
late
like
snack.
Horrible people.
I'm all about this whole episode. I was like, I could go for some bacon.
But some hey, sausages. Matt is going to finally be the man that he's supposed to be, and
yeah, he's stepping up.
Beats that statue
yeah.
pig
to the ground.
Thing down
he still
to the
thinks
ground.
It's the mountain men. They still think it's the mountain men.
You know, my thing is, oh, go ahead.
No,
go
no,
ahead,
no. Go. You're going to make something more smart than I am.
No, I'm not.
Go for it.
Okay. In our modern times, if someone does that, aren't you going to take a picture of it first so you have evidence to show the police
yeah.
just in case? I'm
no,
just
that's
saying.
A good point.
I'm glad that they did see it. At least, but
say.
Why not take a picture first?
See, especially since they keep being like, did you see this? Did you not? Did you not? I would
and I mean,
constantly,
they,
I would be like,
pictures.
And if he has the technology that he has this damn security system set up and stuff, like, why aren't these things helping them? But
next
my point,
would be
what I was going to make, which is on this, is, you know, I mean, I think the only trope of every horror film that, like, makes the movies work is you have to have a lack of kind of
common
basic
sense.
Common sense. Like, there have to be lapses
the emotions
in that, or
overtake.
Else, yeah.
You can't be sensible anymore because everything's just too crazy to happen.
Yeah.
We're going to separate in a dark woods that we don't know how to get home. We're not
also,
Girl Scouts
like,
or Boy Scouts.
Why are we not exploring these during the daytime? Like, when we have free time, like, to see, like,
because
what's happening
they just
around
heard
us.
It. They hear it at night. They
but
hear,
I mean,
like, the
exactly,
pigs.
But during the day, I'm going to go around and when I can see shit and, sorry,
thanks.
And go around and, like, I don't know, or put up some string of lights so then I can turn them on at night and have, like, an illuminated forest around
that
me.
Also is a good idea. You know, you can't build on the land, but you could put up some lights,
mm-hmm.
right?
You know,
mm-hmm.
you could do
get some
something.
Dogs. You know,
these people just don't think though.
No,
I guess that's a trope of
the
scary.
That is
movie.
Also, yeah. Is let's stay in the haunted house. Don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. And but okay, so they finally get the police to come out. Finally, way overdue. The police say, okay, we'll give you 24-hour protection. We'll stay outside. That doesn't help you too much when the murdery people in your house are ghosts who first call you on a phone that's not connected to anything.
Mm-hmm. You know.
And then you find out the call was coming from inside the house.
I love when a stranger calls. I love when a stranger calls. That moment.
How long, though, were the cops there? Because when Flora disappeared or whatever... spoiler, sorry, but like they're only there for like a day.
It's an after show.
They were only there for like a day.
Yeah, why'd they leave?
Yeah, like why weren't they there?
We're gonna give you 1 24 hours of protection.
Prove that you're getting murdered.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, I think probably they left because they were saying, you know, Lee said they're getting the reputation for being kooky. People are like, you're seeing things. I can't really help you because what he sees, what Matt ends up seeing, is these two nurses,
the murder sisters,
who show up, and this poor woman. Name?
Margaret.
M is for Margaret.
Mm-hmm.
M is for Margaret. Poor Margaret.
Poor Mag.
You want to take them pills. Take them pills.
And get shot in the head. Mm-hmm. And then they just spray paint M is for Margaret, put it on the wall. The police find nothing. Matt feels like he's a little cuckoo.
Mm-hmm. Well, he wishes he was.
He's hoping that he's having like brain damage from being KO'd back in LA, but.
I have bad dreams, but that's real.
That's a real bad dream.
Especially if you find evidence of that bad dream.
Yeah. Waking everybody up at 3 o'clock in the morning, screaming your head off. Mm-mm. Everybody has to run down. Ugh, no. And then it was after that that then we find out that Maddie is offering her doll. Flora is offering Maddie the doll to try to bargain for her life. That is a series of events that I would be like, you know. That's enough for me. Yeah, I'm good at this point.
I would be if essentially at this point everyone has on their own accord seen or interacted with a ghost allegedly. Like, at what point are we like, we're not all just individually having these crazy moments?
Let's have a family powwow and talk about what we've been seeing together and individually.
Right. Yeah, when everybody is seeing weird stuff, that's why I never understand where they're like, oh, well, I feel crazy. But then somebody else is like, oh, I started to say something, but I feel crazy. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, we're all probably nuts. Let's just sit in silence.
Because, I mean, at least like at this point, Shelby and Lee have had the real life terror of in the basement and having the people swarm around. So there's one big enough threat on
your
own.
I'd be out after that, honestly.
You at least, even if it is a hoax, you have crazy townies who are going to the point of slaughtering pigs and lighting things on fire around you.
Yes.
That's one thing. But then when you're the only place when you feel safe inside your house is also now you have a separate entities talking to you about being murdered and whatnot. I mean, come on.
Bonnets come out of windows.
And I do have to say, props for calling it, that they were definitely led to the basement.
I'm just
the video
as smart as you.
Dennis O'Hare. Love
O'Hare.
You. Thank you for saving them and taking them in the basement with your creepy video.
Mm-hmm.
And we got another one this episode, which was even better.
Yeah. They're keeping that like creepy video trope going, too. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
it's like The Ring.
It is. And it's so crazy because it's like the most Inception, of like the most horror movie Inception, where it's an interview style of a recreation of a documentary of a video that was found. It's like, okay.
I like it.
Yeah. But it all works.
Yeah, it does. I do like it.
That's,
I like it.
That's
cool.
Impressive. I'm like...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right, because now what we get to is during the day, Shelby and Matt see... We can't really tell. We think it could be Kathy Bates' character.
Did you confirm that it was?
That one... No, that was when, later on, the jump out that was in the video...
Oh, I thought he was talking about the daytime.
During the daytime,
this one is
what
we can't tell. It just looks like it's either the girl in the bonnet,
or it looks like some gray hair.
Yeah, I think it's an older lady. I think it's probably Kathy Bates.
But they
Bates's
do refer
character.
To it as a girl, though.
Yeah,
but they said she. I thought she
it,
let us.
It first. Could be either.
And then after in the voiceover, the next scene they say girl. That's why I was kind of confused.
That's why. Well, because the only other time that we see the girl that we see anybody outside the window is the girl in the bonnet, Priscilla, leading.
Yeah, which looked. Flora. Did that look like the same?
It looked different, but I wonder if it was
the
just
little girl
supposed
looks smaller.
To be.
Also, though, why would Kathy Bates like
lead them
to
that?
I think it's the little girl.
I think it's the little girl trying to help them because otherwise they wouldn't have found the tape because they're leading. I think it's the same little girl, Priscilla. I think she led them to the basement. She's now leading them to the cellar because the safe places are, of course, the basement and the cellar in every horror movie
where people can't find you.
Yeah, let's go to the creepiest, darkest, spookiest place.
not about that. Life.
That's the best alternative. I'm like Motel 6 down the road.
Yeah, or their cars that work.
I need some AC and electricity in my shelter.
Your biggest problem will be that the ice machine is running low. Yeah. Like, right. You don't have to worry about...
Like, Dennis was terrified of staying in the house, so he stayed in the basement.
In a cellar.
So they found the cellar separate. Yeah,
why not go to a hotel and then come and visit?
Well, so basically the cellar, they find it looks like it's bunkered up with a bunch of mason jars full of stuff. Like, someone had been surviving down there. But then they dig a little further, and there's, like, video cameras and TV equipment. So they're like, oh, it's like a study of some sort.
We need to watch this video. Yeah. We need to see. We found video. We didn't know what was on it. But they bring it back to the house to watch it. Around the same time, while they're there, however, poor Lee has gone on her bender because her child's been taken away.
Mm-hmm.
So Matt puts her to bed. The second he leaves the room, who shows up?
Ooh, nurse hotties.
Murder sisters. So poor Lee is just flipping out.
She's having what she thinks could just be drunk hallucinations or
and then she doesn't see them, though. She sees... Like the
well, she feels the presence. Yeah. We see them at first, yeah.
But she just feels that somebody's in the room watching her, and then she sees Pigman.
Could you imagine all the times you're laying in bed, like deathly ill from a hangover, and you got to worry about someone like a ghost trying to murder you at the same time?
Not even trying to help you out. Fair.
Let me have my breakfast burrito first and wake up, and then I can like deal with you.
Yeah, or elevate it to my bed so I don't have to go to the kitchen.
But do you really want to exorcist style throw up a breakfast burrito?
I'm just saying if they're nice.
I mean, it could be a defense mechanism. <They're nice. laughs> Projectile vomit, get the ghosts away.
Yeah. That's, yep. Sure. We'll try it. But yeah, so they, unfortunately, everybody is just in not a good place here. Mm-hmm. Which I do have to say, shout out to my mom real quick.
Yeah.
Because... she watches the episode before I do, and she doesn't give me spoilers. She knows better. But she just said, wear really pigtails. Funny. It'll be a funny joke. And I didn't get it until I saw the pigtails that
nailed to the wall.
Nailed to the wall. So, what up, Rhonda?
Thanks,
I got your
Mom.
Joke. You're just as funny as I am.
That was a good looking out on Mom's part.
So, yeah. So
you gotta have your mom call it.
So, Lee is seeing some wiggling pigtails. And then,
she sees
full-blown pig man.
Full-blown pig man.
Who looks much more monster-tastic than... what we had previously seen.
Yeah. Do you guys think it's Evan Peters?
Could be. I wouldn't be surprised.
That's good. I'm thinking it might be. Yeah. What do you think?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I feel like he's always the monster man. Mm-hmm. Like,
interesting.
Yeah. I like
that.
And
we haven't seen him yet, so I'm like...
Is he that tall, though?
It's either him or Cheyenne.
I don't know. I think he's a little taller. Is he?
Yeah.
Is he? Okay, because he felt, like, tall
in
that
scene. No, because Cheyenne's always, like, man. Yeah. Like, you know?
Yeah.
This guy looks like it's, like, a...
And also paler.
Yeah.
Like, Evan...
True.
Peters is pale.
Yeah.
Sorry, Evan Peters.
Evan, we're not saying anything bad.
I don't know.
We will never say anything bad.
You had to do it for the role.
Well, I will never say anything bad about Evan Peters because I'm in love with him. So
there you go.
Well, he's a nice chocolate.
Shout out.
So, yeah, they are seeing this video. They're finding out that this crazy man...
Dennis
O'Hare.
I think this is great. It's a cool way to get some actual historical context.
Yes. Yeah. And it's a great way of doing... this is, I think, just a perfect style of doing exposition without it feeling like exposition. And then even saying, you know, there's something riveting about it. You're captivated by this man. And you feel from the perspective of an audience member and these characters where you were just completely sucked in.
Right.
And they are able to give just a radio style exposition of exactly what happened.
Especially the way he was saying it. It was like so scared. You're like, just tell me. You keep going.
Right.
Which is such a testament, I think, to Dennis O'Hare, too, and how great of an actor he is.
So, I mean, he's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. He has played, I think, probably the widest range of characters across the seasons of this show. Like, always, like, totally across the board. And he just nails it every time.
And it's a static shot the whole time when they do the video. Like, there's no, like, it's
so
just
difficult
him.
For an actor,
he is the only focus of that scene.
Right, and he gives us some good gold about now two different stories. Ghouls stories.
Yeah, we know.
And I want to know what the house did to them.
Yeah,
I am. Kathy Bates was like, no, I'm the only crazy bee around
here. Yeah.
You're the evil guy. No, I'm the most evil.
Yeah, we gonna see. I wanna see this.
Queen evil.
Queen. Yeah. Do it with your voice.
Queevil. Queen. Nope. Never mind.
Queen yeah. Evil. I like your voice.
So, October 11th, 1997 is a bad day for Dennis O'Hare's character because it might be his last. We're not quite sure. Mm-hmm. We just know that's what he's recording this video. He's telling us about how in the 80s, these two sisters, Bridget Jane and Miranda, get pretty murdery with some old people. They kill two elderly patients, and before they're investigated, they leave, they head to North Carolina, and they say, okay, we're gonna open up our own super cheap facility. Mm-hmm. That is, the requirements are, you basically have to not care about these people at all. You're shipping them away to die, and their first letters of their first names are very, very specifically chosen.
Mm-hmm.
And we then find out it's because they're killing them in order to spell out their favorite word.
Murder!
Minus the R.
I googled murder. Anyone know what that movie that's from? Knocked Up. When the little kids just like in the back of the car. I googled murder. I think it's one of the funniest things. So.
I was thinking just this. Okay.
A random throwback. Not scary. Changing genres. I'm like, but murder.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I know. I'm like, man, spelling the word murder is also a horror movie trope that I'm like, really? Now we have to worry about spelling?
It's like, murder's not even, like, okay. Like, you're murdering them. You don't need to then spell the word. Like, you're already murdering
them.
It
is a little on the nose, sisters. Like, I'm just saying.
I just love it so much. Like, I love it in we have to see it. Love it in doing it.
But you know what? I'm surprised they didn't do it in blood. Because it didn't spray paint.
Yeah, they did it with spray paint, which I also was which in I was like, red
if you're
going to
kill them, might as well you go all out.
You guys
got to
commit.
You know, go all out. Spell it in
and
their
also,
blood.
And also, like, what's that trip to Home Depot like? Like, let's get her murder paint. Don't forget it.
Right.
It's just an odd, scenario. But
I often think about that when I'm at Home Depot, though. Like, the people who are buying, like, rope and chains and stuff next to me, I'm like,
Oh, that's so crazy that you run into me at Home Depot. I should say hey.
Okay.
She tucks the pigtails up in
we're
a hat
not gonna ask you any questions
Depot.
About what you do in your personal time. Nope. Not that show.
So yeah, we find out poor Roger, Eunice, Una, and Margaret are all the unfortunate victims.
Right.
But they don't get the last R.
No.
I do wonder, though, if they had gotten it, if it would have been backwards, Shining style.
Mm. Ah.
But they peace out before they can finish it and before the police find them.
But see, we don't know if they peace out. Yeah, because, you know, the queening.
Right.
Something. Dennis O'Hare's character thinks that they did not peace out, that the house got them. Mm-hmm. Something much more evil than they are. Something more sinister stopped them. But I have to say, like, that seems so opposite of, like, the hotel where March was all like, you're about killing people? I'm about killing people.
Let's do it together.
This
ain't hotel.
No, this house is like, I will kill people. There can only be one.
So then, once Dennis O'Hare, what's Professor whatever,
no more
Cunningham,
child Dr. Elias. Queen
Dr. Elias?
Cunningham.
Yes.
He gives us this backstory, and then he's like, and now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going back into this house, and we are finding and facing what this thing is.
Mm-hmm. And we get a Blair Witch style.
We get a Blair Witch, or like, if you've seen the movie Wreck, the kind of infrared green lighting and he's in the house and it's so
I wish he went in the daytime though so
but it wouldn't be as creepy.
I guess so.
Maybe it doesn't come out at day though, you know. I feel like that's a thing.
Oh, the squealing and stuff makes
the freaks come out at night.
But like she talks to the ghost girl during the day, Priscilla,
in the closet
the
little girl does, because little like children
because the first time she's talking to her they turn into that doorway and it's like a dark, it's like pitch black room.
But they're outside waving at them in the daytime.
There's a difference between when they're outside and when they're in the house. I'm like, there's something
point.
Different
there is that's a good it's point. Like it's a different
like they're hiding in the house and they're out and about outside.
You're right. Priscilla especially hides in the
nooks
room.
And grannies
which we see when he goes in. the door creaks and something Kathy Bates' through. Character jumps out at him, and everything goes to black right when they hear the same Bates. Room. I'm pretty sure it was.
Really?
I'm pretty sure it was. Hmm. I think it was her character. We know
it was a woman with gray hair that we could all agree
that's
on.
I'm just kidding. I'm positive it was her.
All right.
Yeah. I don't know, though. I think for my second
viewing later, I'll go back and pause.
Yeah. You're going to freeze frame?
We'll go through slow. Mm-hmm. We'll go frame by frame. But I'm pretty sure it was Kathy Bates' character. Regardless, it was something not good.
Yeah.
And apparently...
So there's a bigger, badder evil still than the twins out. There.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In the exact same spot. If I am in this house watching a video about the house... And then I see creepy thing jumps out of the closet, and the door to that closet starts to open. I'm not going to go, let me investigate this closet.
Right. Yeah, we're not going to do that.
But see, but we did skip the part because they paused the video after he finished his story about the girls because he knew exactly where that spot was where they spelled murder. Mm-hmm. He rips that damn wallpaper off, and lo and behold, Murday is on the wall.
Yeah, and they are still in the house.
And they're like, let me watch the video.
In no world. I am not even packed. I probably would leave just about everything and just be gone.
No. Yeah, the second you see that merd. Yeah. Merd.
So, but then they go back and finish the movie, and now they're like, oh, just kidding. That's not even the biggest of our worries. And there's a bigger battery going on.
We've had some of our fans on Twitter, which thank you guys for tweeting that.
You guys have helped us put some pieces together.
Notice that it's the same wallpaper from Murder House
in the first
but
season.
That one is in Los Angeles. This one's in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. I guess there's just like a discount deal on murdering wallpaper.
Murder wallpaper, aisle 10. Yeah, 50% off.
Still at Home Depot. Still,
I'd rather get
ghost writings.
Yeah, I'd probably be looking for like the pizza party wallpaper, not like the murder party wallpaper.
Yeah, not murder.
Yeah,
you're not gonna keep people around.
Pizza parties are
a
little bit more fun than murder parties.
Yeah,
just make sure you don't order bacon.
You've done better, to be honest.
That one wasn't great. But we'll talk about the episode.
We'll move on.
So they are just not in a good place, saying that everything is basically full-fledged haunted.
Mm-hmm. And then right at the end of this video, did we say they get the... The cleaver in the wall, though.
Well, the cleaver we have a bloody cleaver in the door, which...
we keep getting these cleavers. There were cleavers in the kitchen.
Yeah, the knives on the ceiling.
There is a motif happening here. Yeah, it's a real stabby house. The knives getting stabbed somewhere, and like, what's happening?
Are they just bad aimers? Trying to kill them?
I mean, the ceiling, come on.
You know, I threw it, it would have fell. Actually, Priscilla... was an expert knife thrower. That was just one of her hobbies.
Just for fun.
I mean, she has to pass the time while everyone else is murdering people. Exactly. She's like, got to do
all
something.
Of what, maybe 10 or less?
She's gonna make entertainment with something.
Okay.
Right. Bonnets and knives. But basically,
murder on the wall, knives in the doors, I'm out. It's not good.
So for them, that's the turning point, and they're full blown committed to getting out.
It took them that long.
That's what it takes. It takes, a cleaver in the door and seeing the video of somebody else being like, you are going to die here.
Mm-hmm.
Then Lee makes great decisions. Goes, gets Flora for round two of let me take my daughter to this creepy murder house filled with
but this time now it's straight up kidnapping.
I agree that her ex should call the judge.
Oh, yeah, man, that's a full-fledged felony. Ooh. That's not a good idea. Mm. And she's already admitted she fell off the wagon.
Is she drunk? Because she says she wasn't, but was she?
I don't think so. Sadness.
I don't think she was.
I don't think she was drunk. I think she was just like, you know what, this is my last straw. All I had left was my daughter and my sobriety. Both of those are gone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting at least one of them back.
She's going to ride it out for all she can.
Mm-hmm. And tell Priscilla, chilling in the woods, come play with me.
Come, my little children, I'll take thee away. Oh, God,
that's scary.
Hocus Pocus.
I liked that Hocus Pocus.
I have to admit something. I have not seen Hocus Pocus. Everyone I know talks about it like, I'm going to watch it. I'm sorry, guys.
We will correct this.
I was at Target yesterday, and it's literally out at Target. Like, there was a Hocus Pocus thing.
But isn't there another one coming out?
No, they ruined it. Okay, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Go back. I'm sorry. Sorry. Go ahead.
So Priscilla Priscilla gets
a little child.
Before that, though, the bank, they try and sell the bank.
They do try to sell it back to the bank. Mm-hmm. The bank is saying basically, hey.
We're not realtors like this.
You bought this at an auction. We said you buy it; it's yours. Yeah. That's it, point blank. They find out like they had to change the address so that you can't trace
it
back.
Sneaky man,
sneaky bank,
never trust banks.
And so basically, they're stuck there.
Their money's stuck.
Their money is stuck there.
They've got feet. You know?
Yeah.
You know.
They could Uber.
I'm telling you.
Uber drivers.
Uber, one of them can drive Uber. One of them can work at Denny's, like I said. Bada bing, bada
boom. Postmates.
You have friends. You have somewhere you can go when you're staying in this crazy murdery house. Yeah. Like, it's like, all right, come on, let's go.
Where was a sister living before? You guys can't go bunk.
Yeah. Right. That's
their husband,
like, really? Really? I don't know. Well, anyway, now Lee is in a whole other pickle because after her daughter is summoned to the woods, she's looking everywhere, can't find her. Her little game of hide and seek. She knows she's not in the house. Mm-hmm. And then she sees her sweatshirt
way
the hell far up this giant pole.
Of a tree.
Yeah.
Yeah. This crazy
skyscraper thing. Yeah.
No way that she could have even gotten up there. Mm-hmm.
Unless she was a gymnast.
Not
and
even.
No was in the Olympics. Trace of Flora.
Yeah.
Flora's lost in the fauna.
I mean, I'm really hoping that I think that this can be a come to Jesus moment for them where the next episode they just embrace the fact that something supernatural is happening and they just like there's always the turning point when you just have to accept it and understand it and like they're still in denial, and I think at this point it's like that did not happen on its own.
Yeah,
like, and your daughter is missing, just commit to all the dots that you have in front of you, put them together, and at least I think if they can get that understanding, it will help them focus their energy in trying to find Flora.
Mm-hmm. So
they're probably not gonna leave now, though.
No,
like, that's why.
I mean, they're not gonna leave.
Yeah, that's why I think they got the kid, because they're like, oh, you guys are trying to sell that house.
No,
stay here.
Mm-hmm.
Look for your kid. Or
oh, you think it was like an intentional thing for them to take Flora so they
can't
stay.
Leave.
What do you guys say we jump into some predictions?
Go ahead.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Wait,
so you predict that.
Oh, I don't think she's dead, Flora.
No.
I don't think she's dead. I think they just took her to be like, now you can't leave, because you can't leave your kid here. I think that's what they're playing at, these spirit thingies. But that's my only prediction.
Is that it's like a bait type situation?
Yeah.
I agree.
Interesting.
I agree.
Because Lee's not going anywhere without her kid.
No.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to leave Lee there.
Yeah.
And I guess to piggyback on that, if they don't find her, I'm sorry, joking, squawk, squawk. On that, I think if they don't find her, then Lee will end up trying to join that mystical world in order to be with her daughter.
Ooh!
Wow, we jumped there. I mean, the show is hard. This is like the epitome of a show you can't make the predictions for. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's designed to not be able to do this. So for me, I guess mine's the hope that I hope that the third episode will be a turning point enough that they're going to kind of assemble minds together to actually be a cohesive force fighting against this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's like a hope. Finally, everybody coming forward saying what the weirdness that they've individually experienced.
Yeah,
I like that. Mm-hmm. Hopefully. By this point, that it won't take any more oddities. I think we were talking about how this season's structured. This is kind of like a big later prediction.
Okay.
We'll see how it plays out. We were saying, but this one is such a weird one because the way that it's set up, we know that they're all right because they're being interviewed.
Mm-hmm.
The only reference that we had to Roanoke before was in season one when Billy Dean is telling Violet about the ghosts being banished. The one successful time was on Roanoke when they say
Croatoan.
Do you think Billy Dean is interviewing them dead and that's why there's reenactors?
Ooh, I like that theory.
I thought about that. But I don't know. But then I was thinking, like,
that it's there
to a certain level. I don't know that they would do that with like Sarah Paulson playing like both of those characters technically. Like, it's too, I mean, it's a little, it's kind of too meta, I think, even for this show. Like, it's too, I don't know. But I have thought about that, yeah. I'm trying to think of what it, there's a twist to just the interview aspect that we don't understand yet, for sure. Even if it is that, like we've kind of said, if we maybe at some point catch up to the production of these reenactments being done, and we get to real time again, and stuff ensues still with them after these interviews are being taped, who knows.
But I do like that.
I just like seeing when they have all the different tie-ins, like Eric Stone Street's character, like the here piggy you know, then tying into now the pig man. I love when they do those, so I'm hoping that it's going to be more references and more throwbacks. We were talking about a little bit about the sisters, maybe. Yeah,
because that came from, I think, season two.
Season two,
I
believe. One of Bloody Face's characters. Yeah,
but the thing is, when the professor was talking about the origin of the sisters, it's different. Because in the other ones, it was, I think, their sorority sisters in a house, and one was studying for a nursing exam and got killed by a serial killer. So, I don't know. Maybe that theory's out the door.
Just, like, loose references to the other ones. Right.
There has to be, I mean, with that Roanoke moment with Billy and Violet in the first season, there has to be a, like, much more stronger.
Yeah.
And because these are the two seasons, well, I guess Hotel also, but, like, we know we're are at the same time or are occurring at the, in the same time frame, so.
Oh, can we shout out, is it Charmed Original? Shout out for sending us that YouTube video.
Yeah.
Yay.
Good looking out. I appreciate that. Just want to make sure, and everyone else that tweeted us and responded, just want to give you guys a shout out,
because we absolutely love it. When you guys tweeted us, when you comment, all of that, we adore it.
Keep the theories going in the comments. I was reading them all week. It's
great.
We want
to know your predictions, definitely. But before we go, what do you guys say we talk a little news and gossip?
We were talking earlier.
Oh, what did I miss?
No, you and I were talking earlier, but go ahead, girl. You tell us.
Well, I was just going to say, Sarah Paulson did an interview where she's given us a little bit. You know, we had this episode, the professor is telling us, the author, he's going there to write about his kind of Helter Skelter novel, which up until this point, a lot of the theories were that it was going to be a Charles Manson theme this season. And I'm thinking that's probably going to be the only reference that we get is just that one little throw, because Sarah Paulson's previous interview was that absolutely wrong. No way is it Charles Manson. You guys are totally off base. This time she's saying, quote, that they haven't filmed it yet, but something's happening that people are gonna go nuts for. They're gonna go Nutty Bobo Nut Town.
Wow. That's like some Mary Poppins twisted stuff.
Yeah. I always forget. They like actively are in production up until until like almost the last week it airs.
And Cuba Gooding Jr. said that they're getting ready to film some scenes that are supposed to just throw everything kind of on its head. So,
I'm interested because there's Aquarius, which is based on the Charles Manson.
Ooh.
Yeah, that David Duchovny stars in.
Oh.
So I'm interested in seeing if they do that, how the two would play out going at it at the same time.
We'll see. And this is separate, which I mean, it kind of, but I have a lot of friends who their theory is that all the colonial thing is that they're actually real and they're a cult who are reenacting a lot of this, that they're not ghosts, that they're a cult who lives in the surrounding area and it's like something that they're obsessed with.
Well, they need to let us know how they're able to get out so quickly.
Or do you think that like they're ghosts too?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because Priscilla, Def a ghost, I feel like.
Yeah.
Priscilla's definitely
We definitely have a ghost in the house.
I think the mob was a ghost too, because episode one, Matt saw on the security cameras the mob, but then when we saw just like the outside view, there was nobody there.
Or footprints or anything.
And no reference to anybody coming in and out.
I don't know, but I mean, think about the cellar. What if there's a lot of like underground stuff that we don't know about and they're coming up and down like in a way we don't know about?
Yeah. Ooh, that's true. I just keep thinking of Donnie Darko, like cellar door.
All I can think every time.
That's why I love this show, because you honestly are just continuously guessing.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Oh.
I love it.
I can't wait for next week.
Yeah. Right.
This was a really good episode. Really good episode.
Yeah.
And until next week, where can we find more from you guys?
Hit me up on Twitter, Instagram, at Zach Kelch. Have a good night, everyone.
And hit me up on Instagram at Michelle_MadisonTV.
Hey, I'm Kelly McInerney. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at HollyWeirdo.
And I'm Elena Jordan. You can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan and on Instagram at That Elena Jordan Girl. Be sure to subscribe, rate, comment. We love, love, love hearing from you guys. So keep us in the loop. Let us know what you're thinking. And then join us right back here next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
See you later. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.